That's the way it reads in Ecclesiastes in chapter 3, those verses that I shared with you. It's an opening statement from Solomon, who gave us Proverbs and probably was credited with being one of the wisest men that ever lived. Because there is a time to be born and there is a time to die, and such a time as it is now, we in the church calendar are in a season of Lent. And even if there is a time for a Christian faith to be glorified in death, it's the time of the church calendar that we celebrate Lent. Lent began on Ash Wednesday with those solemn words of death. Remember that you are dust, and dust you shall return. In the words of the psalmist, it says, you turn us back to the dust and say, go back, O child of the earth. And we receive the ashes on Ash Wednesday with the sign of the cross, which is the sign of our mortality, a precursor of our own death. And those final words, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Lent is also a traditional time of self-denial and practicing to die to self by giving up of chocolate, meat, television, you can name it. You can give all kinds of things that we give up, and we practice 6 days a week because there's 40 days, but they don't count Sunday because Sunday is the day of grace. Lent ends in Holy Week with the reading of the Passion of Christ, the story of his crucifixion, the tolling of the bells on Good Friday as his death, and Holy Saturday, the day the church remembers Jesus in the tomb. Altars everywhere are stripped bare. Veils shroud the crosses in the churches all across the country. Lent and Holy Week bring us face to face to death. If one could choose the hour of one's death, surely Lent would be filled with all the symbols of our mortality and would be a good time to choose. Everything there is a proper season and a proper time, and Lent surely is a good time to die. Betty did just that. Baptized into death for Christians, however, death has already happened. Death is a past event in the Christian life. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about baptism. On our baptismal day, the day according to the Christian faith is the day that we truly die and join in Christ's death. The Apostle Paul says, do you know that all of us who have been baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And we were buried, therefore, with him into the baptism of death. So when the sign of the cross is traced on the forehead of a person, a baptism, that's the real moment of death. The Apostle Paul explains this to us. He said that baptism, our old being or our old life before baptism, was crucified with Christ, and our old body of sin had been destroyed. For one who has died is free from sin. So death is not a new experience for the Christian. We have experienced it in baptism, and we die over and over again in the ashes in Lent and Good Friday and whenever we do anything to die to self. Death, burial, resurrection. So we have this season of death because Betty has died. But strangely enough, we believe that we are not here to preside over a death. Rather, as Christians, we are here to celebrate the resurrection. There's a time to die, but there's also a time to live. For it's been united with him, in that being Jesus, in death. Paul also said we shall certainly be united with him in the resurrection like his. So we make no mistake about it. We are here to celebrate not death, but resurrection. And as we celebrate the life of Betty in the Eucharist or the Holy Communion, we are celebrating Christ as our Passover. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. Alleluia is a wonderful song that we sing all through the liturgies of the dead, the burial service, and the Easter liturgies. I prefer to call it Resurrection Sunday and not Easter, but Easter has been the traditional name. But it is because of the resurrection of Christ that we can have hope during that time that we celebrate as Easter. Therefore, it's a joyful occasion that we gather today and celebrate of a time to live in the midst of a season of death. So for a space of an hour or so, we put Lent, its purple garments that are on the altar, and we are here to make no mistake about, we are celebrating resurrection. It's Easter time. We bring out the resurrection candle. We put on the white vestment, symbols of the resurrection. We proclaim the triple alleluias of the great heavenly feast of Easter, because the season had been transformed by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For if we die with him, writes Paul, we believe that we shall also live with him. Therefore, what we do today is to gather and celebrate the season to live eternally, to come and celebrate Betty's life. As we come together right now is a time of celebration and a season of resurrection. Oh yeah, it's a time to grieve. All this does not mean that we won't grieve. We will grieve and mourn. We'll weep over the separation. But as I was sharing with Jim a little while ago, you know, Jesus said, in my house there are many rooms. Some translations say many mansions. If it wouldn't so, I would have told you. And for Jim, who is left behind, can hang on to that hope that she is only in the next room waiting for him. Yes, we acknowledge and struggle and accept the pain of this loss. But God will give us the strength to support us through our griefs. And I encourage you to claim that promise that we get from the book of Lamentations. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is God's faithfulness. So comfort and help each other as we go through this particular season of separation from Betty. God invites us to call upon him for that strength daily. Hallelujah, it's true. We gather today in the season of death. We are mortal, formed from the earth, and from the earth we shall return. For so did God ordain when creating and saying, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. So for the Christian, it's also a season to live.